This is an inspirational thought for Monday, May 31st. The number is 2151.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Today is a day to remember those who gave their all for our country. The 300,000 in World War II, the 34,000 in the Korean War, and nearly 50,000 in the Vietnam War. The people listed gave up their dreams and hopes to defend freedom. Well, today, as we remember them, we need to think about a list that gives meaning to life and death. It's a list God keeps. It's not a register of the dead, but a list of the eternal living called the Book of Life. Is your name listed there? Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for you and then rose from the grave? Have you put your faith in Him? It's the only true hope we have in a world where death is inevitable. Discover the Word. Read Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through chapter 21, verse 4. That's Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through chapter 21, verse 4. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Tuesday, June 1st. The number is 2152.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Author H.W. McLaughlin visited Israel and talked with an old shepherd. Thinking about Psalm 23, McLaughlin asked the shepherd how he used his staff to comfort and guide the sheep. Well, the man said that in the daylight, he carried it across his shoulders so that the sheep could see it. Somehow this reassured them of his presence and protection. And if fog came up or if darkness overtook them, he would walk slowly while tapping the staff on the ground. The sheep could hear its tapping and then would follow in the direction of the sound. Well, God's word is like a staff for the Christian. It reassures us of God's presence, protection, and provision by day and night. How comforting to know that God, our shepherd, though unseen, is always with us. Discover the Word. Read Psalm 23. That's Psalm 23. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Wednesday, June 2nd. The number is 2153.
4, 3, 2, 1.
John G. Wendell and his sisters were some of the most miserly people of all time. Although they had received a huge inheritance, they spent very little of it and did all they could to keep their wealth for themselves. In fact, when the last sister died, she had an estate of more than $100 million and only one dress that she had made for herself and worn for 25 years. The Wendells lived like paupers, but even worse, they were the kind of person Jesus referred to as who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. If we're faithful stewards of the finances the Lord has entrusted to us, and if we help people in need, we can be rich in good works and store up treasure in heaven. How rich are you? Discover the Word. Read 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 19. That's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 19. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class in this station. This is an inspirational thought for June 3rd. The number is 2154.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Jeremy was struggling with a question theologians have wrestled with for centuries. He was trying to understand why good people like his mother, who was scheduled for brain surgery, had to suffer. His mother explained, "Suffering is a part of living in a sin-cursed world. That's why I'm glad we have Jesus. If I die, I'll go to a better place." She could understand her son's frustration, but she told him not to put the blame on God. If you and I are baffled by the suffering of good people, we can put the question squarely before God, but let's not blame him. God can be trusted to do what's right. While that may not be the answer we want, It's the answer we need to help us live with the often unanswerable question of suffering. Discover the Word. Read Job chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. That's Job chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class in this station. This is an inspirational thought for Friday, June 4th. The number is 2155.
4, 3, 2, 1.
A man attending a Major League Baseball game cheered, no matter which team made a hit or a run. And when someone asked him why, he explained, "Well, I don't get out to too many games, so I pull for both sides. That way, no matter who wins, I go home happy." Well, you don't have to be a sports fan to know that if you have a strong loyalty for a team, you won't be rooting for both sides. Yet that's what we do if we talk and act like Christians when we're around fellow believers, but act as if we don't know Jesus when we're around unbelievers. So let's allow the Holy Spirit to work in us so that we can be transformed into brave disciples for Jesus. We know who the winner will be, so let's live like it. Discover the Word. Read Luke chapter 22, verses 31 through 62. That's Luke chapter 22, verses 31 through 62. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for June 7th. The number is 2156.
4, 3, 2, 1.
In his book, The Good News About Worry, William Backus recommends truthful self-talk. It's like what the writer of Psalm 42 did. He was in the northern part of the country and couldn't go to the temple at Jerusalem where he longed to worship. The people around him didn't share his yearnings and taunted him. But instead of giving up in despair, he told himself that circumstances would change and that God would make his presence felt even in the northern country. Well, as he talked to himself about the truths of God, he was encouraged and strengthened. Whenever you're downhearted, tell yourself, God loves me, he saved me, he's in control, and he'll take me to heaven. Truthful self-talk is a helpful antidote to depression. Discover the Word. Read Psalm 42. That's Psalm 42. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Tuesday, June 8th. The number is 2157.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Writing for a Grand Rapids newspaper, Kathy Runyon offered a pocket guide to parentees. While many consider parenting to be a long-term commitment, she notes that often it's more like a short sentence. For example, wash your hands, brush your teeth, comb your hair. While acknowledging the depth of the wisdom of Christ, the Apostle Paul also emphasized the simplicity of spiritual parenting. Like Jesus loves you, he was crucified, he is risen, he is Lord. We all have sinned. We need forgiveness. Believe on Christ. Let him lead. Depart from sin. Let's remember to keep the faith and to keep it simple. Discover the Word. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 2. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Wednesday, June 9th. The number is 2158.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Someone has written, "For 30 years I assumed that to swim I must constantly struggle to keep from sinking. One day an expert swimmer watched me for a few minutes and then shouted, 'Stop fighting the water and trust it to hold you up.' And he was right. Simply trust. This is one of the most difficult concepts to communicate to non-Christians. They have a hard time understanding that they can't do anything to earn God's favor. Jesus paid the penalty for all of our sins when he died on the cross. All we need to do is to cast ourselves on his mercy and to trust him to save us. Have you been attempting to save yourself? And if so, then stop trying and start trusting. Discover the Word. Read Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through chapter 4, verse 8. That's Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through chapter 4, verse 8. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Thursday, June 10th. The number is 2159.
4, 3, 2, 1.
What was Israel's most prized national possession? Not the palace or the military barracks, but the temple, that special place where Israel worshiped God. Well, the descendants of Levi were responsible for guarding this most sacred spot in Israel. Because of the importance of their task, they were to have great ability and strength. In New Testament terms, we who believe in Christ are temples too. Our spiritual center is referred to in the Bible as the heart. And wise Solomon instructed us to keep or to guard our heart with all diligence. But how are we to guard our hearts against evil? Well, by thinking right, by meditating on God's word, and by confessing our sins. Be a good gatekeeper. Protect your heart. Discover the Word. Read 1 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 1 through 12. That's 1 Chronicles chapter 26, verses 1 through 12. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class in this station. This is an inspirational thought for Friday, June 11th. The number is 2160.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Do not give what's holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine. Some commentators interpret this puzzling verse to mean that the gospel should not be preached to scoffers. But Haddon Robinson, in his book, What Jesus Said About Successful Living, says that Matthew chapter 7, verse 6 explains why Jesus told his disciples to pray for deliverance from the evil one. One of Satan's strategies is to engineer the downfall of believers and then to ridicule them so that unbelievers will not take Christ seriously. The pearls and what's holy can refer to our Christian testimony. We must continually ask, seek, and knock for the help of Jesus, and then we won't become food for the dogs. Discover the Word. Read Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 11. That's Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 11. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station.